Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hey, Ola, it's Miles. Thank you guys for listening to the Men's Room Daily Podcast.
Have you heard our newest podcast? It's called The Greatest Story Never Told.
Download it today on radio.com. Be sure to subscribe. New episodes are uploaded every Tuesday at noon.
This is the Men's Room.
Get it, man, and get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off for Kicksville. Kicksville. The Crippers, the Grasshoppers, the Hit Ones, all gathered in secrecy and flying eyes at night.
You're listening to the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Right, Castle on the way. We will sit and spin once again 10 songs about your mom in honor of Mother's Day. All right, our caller was doing a bunch of things you can't do anymore. First of all, he was at a house party. Second of all, he was in West Seattle. And then you end up flying down the steps.
Somersaulting.
Right, and you pop up when you hit the bottom, okay?
Yeah. So then, see my buddies, they're macking on some girls dancing on the dance floor. So I sneak in there and just killed their game, and they're sort of pissed off, and then host comes down to give me the boot, and they're really nice about kicking me out, you know. So, of course, I sneak back into the party, and then...
then they're not so nice.
Yeah, at this point, it was like, okay, you guys, to my buddies, you guys got to take him home. You guys got to get this guy out of here. So they're pissed that, you know, I screwed up their whole deal with the girls, and then we're getting out to the car, and I guess I threw some garbage cans at another one of our friends' cars, and then once we're in the Jeep, we're on I-5 heading home, and at this point, my buddy Derek's just fed up with it and turns around and clocks me, and so I get thrown into the back seat. I'm on my back, sort of, and so, of course, I kick as hard as I can with my heel right into his nose, and his nose explodes all over the place. And then at this point, my lips busted too, so there's blood everywhere. The next morning, it looked like a murder scene in the Jeep. And that tux, I rented a tux for to be the vampire. And that thing was just shredded and covered with blood.
So. Yeah, but you're a vampire. It's covered in blood.
But it's real blood.
You're a vampire.
But it's real blood.
All right.
Okay. I guess you've never been invited to West Seattle after that. They're probably happy that the bridge went bad, so you won't come back over.
You know, I haven't heard anything from him since, but yeah, you know.
Yeah.
You still friends with the same guys?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. They're my best bud. So
okay. That's why they punch you.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, we laughed about it now. So, you know.
Sure.
Now, I remember my buddy puking and my other buddies. We were in the bar. Kind of the same thing. Our one friend's getting just unruly. We knew he'd pass out. We put him in my buddy's hatchback. He passes out. We're not leaving for the night. And he has puked in the back seat of my buddy Tony's car. Tony's all pissed. Keep in mind, Tony and this guy that puked, Paul, in the back of the car, they have known each other since kindergarten. They are still friends to this day, okay? So they have been friends forever. Forever, man. Tony's losing his mind. I'm there with my buddy Leon. We said, look, because Tony keeps saying, man, I'm going to punch him. We said, dude, he's passed out. He puked. He didn't mean it. Please don't punch him. He's like, fine. As soon as we turn around. Like, dude. Oh, I mean, just,
don't punch him.
He was just so mad. Just clocked. But you fast forward the next morning. You know, Paul's like, oh, my God, man, what happened last night? Dude, you got messed up. You got kicked out of the bar. He's like, did I get in a fight? I'm like, no, but you got punched. He's like, what the hell happened? I'm like, your best friend Tony punched you in the face. That's because you puked in his car.
Yeah, I've been there. Me and DB have traded a punch.
Sure.
Me and Bernie have traded a punch.
Yeah, sometimes you just have to.
Who or what was responsible for destroying the thing? 844-999-OLA.
You just have to.
Yeah, I mean, look, trust me, same thing. The one with Bernie, I remember exactly, because I was the idiot. He was like, and I remember, like, I don't remember it, but, like, you know, you just got to have one of those, and he's like, I can just knock him out and get this done.
You know what that...
He just calls you terror at the tailgate.
I've done that once, where it was, hey, if someone just punches him, we can knock him out and be done. My buddy Leon had offered to do a thing about Leon, but like... We don't want him curb stomped. We're just saying.
Right. We want him to get up.
Right. Leon went 0 to 60. Right. So just one quick hit and knocked his ass out. Hello, Jared. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
Hello, my friends. I work for Coca-Cola out of Tacoma, and I'm a truck driver for them. So I deliver to everywhere and anywhere. You name it, I've probably seen it. But I was in a Walgreens down in Centralia one day, and I had to go to the bathroom really bad. I couldn't wait. So I ran to the bathroom, and Walgreens, if you don't know, they have locks on all their stuff because they don't want the tweakers to inject and all that in there. So I had to go find a person to let me in. Anyway, I got in there. There was only one stall, and then there was one urinal. So I took up the stall because there was nobody in there. And so I was in there doing my business, taking my time, actually on my phone. And anyway, the door opens up, and I'm just doing my thing. I don't think anything of it. I don't hear anything. So I'm like, okay, whatever. And then eventually, I'm sitting there, and the guy comes up to the stall door and yanks on it, gives a little tug, and notices I'm obviously in there. So he's like, just proceeds to stand there. And all of a sudden, this guy, he couldn't wait. I see his feet backwards pointing away from the urinal.
Oh, no.
And literally, he just goes to town. He couldn't hold it. He goes to town in this thing. I finished my thing shortly after that, like maybe 5 seconds after he decided to made his decision. And I come out of the stall, and I just look to my left. And he dropped chow. He had his arms braced on the wall, and he was just full out destroyed this urinal. And I just look at him. I didn't say a word.
You don't need to.
Kind of locked eyes. What's up?
Said you don't need to.
He's probably a Pepsi drinker.
He was probably.
Yeah. That's what you get.
Yeah. Pepsi, huh?
I didn't even wash my hands. It was kind of nasty. I didn't even wash my hands. My thought was just leave the area.
But he was crapping in the urinal.
Oh yeah, he literally is one of those, like, he blew it up. So I came in after that and to wash my hands maybe about 10 minutes later. I was filling coolers and stuff and decided to wash my hands, and the guy was polite. He cleaned up the urinal. There was no trace, but he had literally crapped his pants because there was debris on the floor. And I think the lady he was with asking when I was out stocking shelves in the meantime, asking if they had any spare shorts or something.
They got Depends. You sure do.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, maybe you should buy a pack.
Dude, it's so unsubtle. Like, do you have any extra shorts? Only one thing has happened to provoke anyone to ask that question.
Oh, my God.
Could you see the look on his eye that he was terrified and this was not the position he wanted to be in? Or did this look like this was an anyday, everyday occurrence?
Oh, yeah. He looked like he was pretty embarrassed.
Yeah.
And, I felt bad for him. Sure. I just was like, but, you know, you got to do what you got to do. What would I do in that situation, you know?
Exactly.
Listen. It's out of the sink.
It's not so much that I feel bad for you. It's more that I understand why I'm so glad that it's not me.
Didn't you pee in somebody's kitchen sink one time, Ted?
You know, I did.
Yeah.
And as a matter of fact,
you know what?
I have an update on that story.
Oh, you do?
I do.
Okay.
Because this guy, I used to coach at basketball camps with him. And earlier this year, unfortunately, we lost Coach Wooten. This is how I met him, was through Coach Wooten's basketball camp. So I saw the guy, which, by the way, number one, I still tell these stories because I remember everybody frozen in age.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I will not say where, but this man is a Division II college basketball coach.
All right.
So we're sitting there after the wake, and we're just drinking beers and trading stories. So finally, I had enough beers, and I go, all right, well, I got one that old what's-his-name has never even heard. And he's like, what? I go, remember that time we went out, and we drank Red Bulls and vodkas for, like, the first time because the Red Bull had just come out? He's like, yeah. And I go, and we had to be super quiet, but we didn't. We still hung out because your wife, somebody had died. And he goes, yeah. Like, I remember all that. I go, I peed your sink and I stole that donut. He's like, USOB. Like, I knew. I didn't know about you peeing in my sink, but I knew you gripped that donut.
Well, wasn't like the bathroom was down the hallway, so you didn't want to wake anybody up?
Here was the whole deal. It was like, it was one of those things where, like, me and this guy hadn't really hung out outside of camp, right? Okay. So, you know, like, that first time you're going to hang out with a coworker, but you're excited.
Yeah,
right?
Sure.
So me and my buddy go up there to hang out with him, and he's like, listen, we just got awful news. Like, my somebody very important. So there's all these people were coming over to his house to sleep that night. But we decided we'd still go out and tear it up and then just sneak in at the end of the night, and everything would be fine. But honestly, I was so scared to walk because there's bodies laying around.
Right.
So I kind of freaked out and was like, screw it, I'm just going to pee in the sink. Went back to sleep on the floor in the kitchen, and then when I woke up, I took the donut. We're still friends.
And you just let him know friends. This.
I just let him know that. And that's why he was
just
like,
your kitchen sink and I ate your donut. First time ever over.
While people were there.
Slept on your kitchen floor.
I was trying to be nice.
No, I get it, man.
I mean, look, in retrospect, we should have never gone out that night and decided it'd be fine to sneak back in.
I don't think I've ever peed in the kitchen sink.
I've peed in the kitchen sink.
I've peed in the sink. I don't know if I've ever peed in the kitchen sink.
Really?
Maybe I have, yeah.
That's all drains.
I know that, but it's different.
All goes in the same place.
In the kitchen, it does.
You have a garbage disposal? All right, I'm going number two.
That's a fact.
Yeah, no kidding. I've been thinking about it. It's been a struggle.
What are you doing? No worry about it.
That would be the ultimate, to poop in someone's sink and then to turn on the garbage disposal.
I mean,
could you imagine the smell coming out of that thing?
Yeah,
and make the water real, real, real hot.
But if they have real a garbage hot. Disposal, you have
real
to.
Hot.
You have to.
No, you don't.
Yes, you do.
No, you don't.
You pooped in my kitchen sink.
That's like
I have a garbage disposal.
Like, I thought the upper decker.
Get rid of it.
That's one above the upper
decker. Turn it on.
It's like the upperest decker.
It's next to the sink.
I think you could pull it off. There's a garbage disposal.
That's what I mean. You wouldn't turn it on.
I can't believe you've never peed in a kitchen sink.
I think maybe I have. I don't know.
That means you have.
I mean, maybe. I've never pooped at a garbage disposal.
Well, all right. Neither throw it on.
But I want to.
That's not a, high bar to set.
Bucketness.
Surely someone has. Who or what was responsible for destroying the thing? You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon, now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T, or download the List app on the App Store today.
Welcome back to the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Ryan Castle will join us momentarily from his dungeon basement there. And once again, we will sit and spin today 10 songs about your mom in honor of Mother's Day. But first time for a few emails from the Men's Room at mensroomlive.com.
You've got mail.
All right, let's just jump right into the birthdays, guys. Can we get a birthday shout out to my daughter, Shayna? She is 1 year old today. How about an oh lookout and a pep talk from Coach Ted on the benefits of sleeping through the night? Thanks, guys, for everything you guys do during this hard time. Stay safe and healthy. That from Sarah and Ronnie.
Oh, lookout.
There is multiple benefits of sleeping through the night. Number one, your parents will be nicer to you because you slept through the night, kid. Number two, you get extra treats, all the little yogis you want. And number three, trust me when Coach says that it's super important to sleep through the night, and he wishes he could too.
Don't we all?
I keep waking up. Mom, yeah. What's going on?
Can't go to bed. And you got to set the second alarm because you're...
Oh, afraid. Yeah.
Okay, guys, since he's the only one in my family to not have a birthday on a weekend this year, can you please wish Nikki a happy 12th birthday? Being stuck in quarantine and he can't have a party, so can you give him a suck it up cupcake? And your penis is too small. And Coach Ted telling them that he can party with his friends someday soon, we hope. We listen to you daily down here in Arizona and love hearing the birthday shout outs. Thanks for everything. That from Lissa.
So suck it up, cupcake!
What's the name there, Nick?
It is a Nikki, and Nikki is 12 years old.
All right, Nikki, here's the deal, man. Look, it sucks right now, right? You want to go out and see your friends, and a lot of people have been through it. My nephew just did one. Another buddy of mine's got a kid birthday coming up. So just listen to Coach when he's telling you this. Just stay strong for us this year. Do the right things. In the next few years, we'll have great parties living it up in Arizona. And you'll forget about this one.
Guys, thanks for keeping me entertained during all this quarantine stuff. Can you guys wish my brother Andrew a happy 20th birthday today with a dirty German's talking about how tall he is? Thanks, guys. That's from Austin.
Yeah, the reason I like that you are tall is that you are tall when you are laying on your back.
See, I like how tall he is. Such way I can stand up when I have to give him his birthday gift. Yeah, the Germans go both. The jokes go both ways.
Yeah.
Gentlemen, today's my friend Brandon's 33rd birthday, and I would love to hear some turtle wax with wedding puke in the paws. Thanks from James.
Brandon? Brandon?
Hey, guys, can I get a birthday shout-out today for Kevin? His last name is Kautz, rhymes with Scouts, from his wife, Chrissy. Gonna get a Leroy Jenkins, an original fish sandwich, and apparently he really likes the dirty German talk, so can I get that as well? Thanks so much. You guys are the best.
Let's do this. Leroy
fish sandwich.
Yeah, I hope you like finger food tonight, because I plan on using my fingers in eating.
Yes, you know, it's your wife of yours, man. She's very persistent. She really wanted you to have this birthday. Sent in two emails. So make sure you do something twice before she does. It's your birthday.
Actually, that was the third email.
Oh.
All right, guys, here we go. Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you.
Yaz, the Dirty Germans, brought to you by Men's Room Original Sausage. Available through Uli's World Famous Sausage, mensroomlive.com, and other fine retailers. Schweinefleisch.
A couple extra emails here, guys. My name is Oak from Renton. I have been sold by Thrill on the air fryer. I now have my grandfather's air fryer. It's amazing.
Yes, it is.
I am re-cooking Five Guys Cajun Seasoned Fries. Hell yeah, Thrill. Thanks, Ed from Oak. That's something I never really thought of. If you do come home and your fries are cold, for whatever reason, or you get them delivered or take out during this time, if you had the air fryer, I guess you just pop them in there and they are crispy again, right?
That's why you haven't thought of that. You don't have an air fryer.
I never did.
There's another hack somebody just told me. I think it involves like cooking spray and something in a toaster oven.
Oh, okay.
Miles.
Thank you for the advice, Ted.
Exactly.
That is that's great.
Look, Miles and I are barely hanging on here. Every day you guys taunt us with this food.
I am air fryer Tuck.
Subject,
I
air fryer.
I am here to help.
Tonight I made shrimp and veggies in the air fryer. Last week, these chicken wings, as you can see. My husband also loves his steak in the air fryer, but he didn't have a picture to send. That from Thailand. He makes almost everything. And the shrimp and the vegetables looked really good in there, too.
Well, the shrimp did.
Mm-hmm. Underwear story.
I think they all look like crap.
Yeah. Guys, the struggle is
your
real.
Your bitterness is so pathetic.
I've been laughing about you for years with your stories of pooping yourself on vacation. Then it happened to me. This is about 2 months back. I was headed back to the hotel in a rental car when I got a rumble. I knew it was coming, so I hit the gas and just made it to the parking lot when the sweats came on. This was a DEFCON moment. A decision had to be made. I decided to try to reach the hotel. I got one leg out of the car and realized I'd made a huge mistake, so immediately I got the other leg out and clenched up. Luckily, it was getting dark, and I was in a sea of cars with no one else around. My gut rumbled again, and I had to switch from the generic clinch move to the full pretzel with my legs. This move had never failed me before. It failed that night. It was one sneaky little one that somehow found an opportunity. Once that traitor was out, it was like an unstoppable wagon train. One after another, the turds dropped. It was silent, not too smelly, which was good because I was still determined to get to my hotel room. So I tied my coat around my waist and tucked my pants legs into my socks. Then I walked as calmly as I could into the Hilton. There was a convention going on, of course, so the place was packed. I just made a straight beeline for the elevator. I kept looking down to see if I had any leakage. So far, nothing. I made it to my room, went straight into the bathroom, and that is where I learned how lucky I really was. See, I was wearing boxer briefs, and those beauties held in the traitorous turds that I left. It was all there, and I was easily cleaned. So let that be another reason to always wear boxer briefs. Stay classy. That from a Thomas, who was our U.S. ambassador to Algonia.
Ah.
I feel like most poops are kind of traitors. That's why you get them out.
Yeah, they demand to leave.
Yeah.
They're expatriates.
Yeah. Let's see.
You were once a part of this great nation, but you have chosen to leave.
Ted, the back raiser, Ola Bachola's on behind on the show, but heard Ted mention he ordered a back raiser. Did you ever get that bad boy?
I did.
Okay.
And you can see it by my arms. Haven't used it.
I was going to ask you if you used it.
Nah, it's sitting under my sink. Okay. I'm really concentrating getting on a flushable toilet.
I see. I actually got probably the same one a couple of years ago. Not sure if it's still the same, but it took forever to get delivered. So pre-order blades before you run out of them. I'm 6'3", and my flexibility has been replaced with rigor mortis and random popping of joints, and I have hair everywhere other than where I want it. The razor, by the way, works great. I just try and get what I can with the electric razor first because I feel the blades collect too much. Hope you enjoy it. P.S. If Thrill or Miles drink coffee or anything and use a tumbler, then look at flaskcap.com. Just got one and love it. Don't like coffee. Won't drink it without it.
Okay. Well, advice.
Well,
there.
If I could trim it down first, I wouldn't need the razor that extends and allows me to do it on my own.
Mm-hmm. Strong point.
Do you guys remember the random question we had about what do you have in your house that has words of wisdom or writing on it?
Yeah, people get all this things, knit stuff. Yeah,
things that you could read because I believe the story
family,
was
family, love, joy.
Somebody in Florida had a welcome mat that said, like, if you're going to enter, bring a warrant.
Yeah,
yeah, something like that.
Was. Yeah.
So the police went and got a warrant. Signs in the house, random question. My favorites in my house, two cross-stitch signs I have done that say, fresh out of F's, and thanks for all the orgasms. That from Rachel.
Oh, I'm going to leave a note that says you're welcome.
Hola, guys. Just wanted to let you know that Republic Bottle Shop just opened as the first in Marysville. Of course, we have plenty of Men's Room Original Red. That is a good thing because it's GiveBigWad.org Day, and Fisher House is a part of that. So if you buy some Men's Room Original Red or the sausage or all that,
all right,
you're ultimately giving to a great cause, which is the Fisher House. We've got cider, seltzer, craft beer to go. Open 12 till 6 daily. Bottles, cans, growler fill-ups. You can visit our online beer shop, Marysville.com. Thanks, guys, for everything you're doing to help us through this. That from TJ. TJ's got he's got the 15 pack. He's got the 6 packs of men's.
Oh, nice. 15ers,
that's,
huh?
That's good. So the 12 packs of bottles, man, he is well stocked. That is that's for sure.
Yes, friends, it's time once again for Sit and Spin. Let's gather around the old radio and listen to some swellerific new music.
Hey, Castle, are you there?
What's happening?
How are you, man?
I'm all right. How you guys doing?
We're doing lovely. We're doing lovely, man. How's life in the basement dungeon studio treating you?
It's real good.
Yeah.
It's it beats going to work every day, that's for sure.
And seeing our smiley faces, you don't miss us just a little bit. There's nothing that says, you know what, as much as I can't stand dealing with those guys, it's crap, I really do miss seeing their smiling faces every day. There's not even a thought like that.
I don't smile, so that's not out, but just miss our faces.
Mm-hmm.
If it'll help Ted get a full night's sleep, I miss you.
Okay, thank you. We miss you too. We miss having our lovely coworkers. Okay. So Sunday is Mother's Day, and I know that we all have very different individual mothers as far as their tastes and things and everything else.
Well,
and
as you guys know, I don't have an actual mother. I was grown in a lab.
Right. Yes.
That is right.
But you say, and like in your mom, she lives on the eastern side of the state. And so when you go visit her, whether
Texas.
it's a birthday or whether it's Mother's Day or whatever, she has a very, very distinct palate, a very complex palate. So you normally take her out to dinner to one of the finer dining establishments that she enjoys.
Right. Well, you know, when she lived in the Tri-Cities, anyone who's visited any one of the three beautiful Tri-Cities knows that they are known for their great cuisine, of course, and their outstanding restaurants. So I did go over there once to visit Mom, and I said, look, it's your birthday. I'm going to take you wherever you want to go. You pick the nicest restaurant you can find. And, of course, we went to the Red Lobster.
All right. Oh, that's what I'm talking about. See, that sounds like a decent time
but
to
wait,
me.
Did I get, who did I give the gift card to? Was it you, Ted? Or
I don't know.
Did they give it to you, Castle? Again, when my daughter was born. This is a newborn baby, toothless, all the stuff. My uncle, God bless him, he's no longer around, but he was a family drunk. But unbelievably, man, he sent this envelope. You know, congratulations, new kid. Couldn't believe it. Everyone was excited. I opened it up, and for my newborn infant, because it was to her, $25 gift card to Red Lobster.
Yep, okay.
And I know I gave it to someone.
Ted, what is your plan for Mother's Day?
Honestly, I have a friend that you guys might have met that is a chef, and he is preparing something and dropping it off.
Right. Is he really? Yeah. That is awesome. That's
well, it helps put money in his pockets.
Yeah, totally.
He's not selfless.
My mom went through some medical stuff recently, so she's been kind of in the hospital and out and all that, and she's been eating hospital food, but she has to change her diet, and one of the harder things to get in West Virginia is fish. So I'm talking to my mom, and I'm like, Mom, can I get you anything for Mother's Day? You know, and she's telling me all this stuff, and I'm like, and I normally send her flowers or vase or whatever every year. She says, no, please don't send anything. I don't need anything. You know, a card's fine, whatever. I was like, what if I fly out a big bag of a box of salmon at a Pike Place Market? She's like, oh, hell yes.
Send it.
And my mom never cusses her. Anymore.
Right.
So, like, right away, I was like, all right. So she is hopefully getting a box of coho salmon from Pike Place Market, which does not sound like the most, thoughtful gift in the world. That's what she wanted, though, and she'll eat every bit of it. So
sure.
I felt like, okay, this is a good gift. Steve, do you have any idea what you're doing?
I'm sure I'll FaceTime my freaking mom and say what's up, man.
That's going to be what's happening?
Dude, I'm not in control of this. Whatever I'm told is going to happen is what's going to happen. And I'm sure it'll be much more meaningful than anything I can come up with, because, again, my plan is FaceTime a freaking mom.
Okay, so Sunday's all about the mom, Ryan,
for everyone listening, there's always the safe fallback, which is sexy pajamas.
For your mom. Mm.
No, you wear them when you FaceTime her.
These are 10 songs about your mom. On Sit and Spin. 10,
number 10.
There ought to be a hall of fame for
mama. Oh, God. I don't like her that much.
Talk down to Glenn Campbell.
All the women.
In my house.
Yeah, but that's because you're at your house. That's unfair. Right. Are you going to sing this for your mother?
I told you. My mother's a Petri dish.
Mother's a Petri dish. Jesus. These are 10 songs about your mom.
Stole that from a Hallmark card.
Keep it down, mama.
Calling her Mama Ken sounds like you're not sure if she's your mother or not, or maybe you don't know who your dad is.
Or it feels very West Virginia to me.
Mama Ken, she's the one who spit me out between your legs 23 years ago.
Mama Ken is the woman who calls her son Junior, even though he's not a junior. He's just a son.
Mama Ken had a spit jug beside her when she gave birth.
My grandmother used to have a spit jug. She didn't have a spit jug, dude. She would take an empty half-gallon milk.
She gave birth to a giant loogie before I came out.
Every time you talked to her, stand it. Like, God.
It's a Corona loogie now. Yeah. 10 songs about your mom.
Number 8.
You know, it's interesting. Not all of these songs are endearing towards mother.
No, they're not.
All of these should be a singing card from Hallmark on Mother's Day.
And I'm not going to ask my mom if they're going to break my bees.
Mother.
Yeah.
Mother, oh, yeah, that's Mother from Pink Floyd.
What an upbeat, too.
Pink Floyd. Yeah. Yes. Thank you. 10 songs about your mom.
Number 7. Your mama don't dance and your daddy don't rock and roll.
It's like Footloose.
I know, this song is so... I grew
dancing
up
dancing is illegal. Music is the devil.
It's like an old school diss track.
It really is.
It is. Yeah, this is the first diss track. Oh, yes? Well, your mother does not dance, and your father does not rock and roll.
That's Kenny Loggins, isn't it?
Loggins and Messina. I thought this song was older originally, and then I looked it up like, no, that's Loggins and Messina.
Yeah, man.
Could have done the Poison version, too.
Right. Kenny Loggins, a lot of people, you know he's from Everett, but you forget the Messina was from Monroe.
Was I didn't know that.
No, I didn't
either. Write it up.
Six, number six. I've seen your face a hundred times.
I feel like this would be really creepy.
Every day we've been apart.
I think even your own mother would be like, I think you need therapy.
Okay, in all honesty. I know it's Mother's Day, but typically when this song comes on in the office, we always have the same line for it, which is when they were initially recording it, Sharon, right?
Yeah.
So Sharon goes, Alzi, I really think that you need to add home. I think it would really change.
But that's not what the song's about,
no,
Sharon.
I think it's very important that you say home at the end. I don't know what people will think if you're just going with you have that.
How far? Okay.
Please add home to the end.
10 songs about your mom.
Five, number five.
Doctor, please. Samora, please. Outside the door. She took more and more. What a dragon is getting old.
Now, what the? I think this song is about drugs.
What drug particularly was this? We know it's not Quaaludes because it's definitely an upper. So what upper is she taking in the morning? I mean, just straight speed, I guess. You could use some high.
Probably.
Yeah, probably just straight speed.
Yeah. There's amphetamines. Amphetamines were big back then.
Yeah, your mom's on speed. 10 songs about your mom.
Four,
that's where babies come from.
I never meant to hurt you.
I'm sure the Eminem Mother's Day card.
But he hated his mom.
Yeah, well, a lot of songs are about that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Happy Mother's Day.
He may have said something about that once or twice.
Yeah, exactly.
We had a conversation earlier today how funny it would be if Michael McDonald sang this song.
Well, tell me, Mama.
We could do all these songs of Michael McDonald if you
wish. Yeah.
Number three. Why you
no, no, no.
That's a hell of a fantasy.
I know.
Yeah, Mom. 10 songs about your mom.
I never really thought about this before.
Number two.
Mamas, don't let your babies grow up to be cowboys.
Just solid advice, because they won't win in the playoffs.
That is correct.
It's also no job of being a cowboy anymore, isn't it? I mean, it just seems like it'd be a tough profession to break into.
Well, they're not going to pay you, even though you've been their franchise quarterback.
Ooh. Bring in this red-headed cowboy.
He's going to get a concussion.
Red-headed cowboy, yeah.
Hey, seriously, don't forget.
With Joe Buck.
Yeah, if you haven't done anything, Mother's Day is on this Sunday. These are 10 songs about your mom on Sin and Spin.
One, number one.
Not all five, you see. Could you imagine Glenn Danzig doing your mom?
Oh, Mama!
Oh, that'd be the worst visual ever.
Want you to open my pants.
Thank you, Ryan Castle. We appreciate
sort of.
It. Yeah, enjoy Red Lobster. Have a wonderful one. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Coming up in 6 minutes, we will drink and we will toast with a shot of the day. And we do have your headlines on the way 1 hour from now. But first, quick check in to Mike Hawk for some of the stories and headlines he is not working on.
And I got a doozy to start it off. A man went grocery shopping in California on Saturday and his face mask was a hood.
Oh, the Klan hood.
It was a KKK hood.
I'll say Klan hood.
I saw that.
Good call, my friend. Well done. What the hell is wrong with you?
It's a self-correcting problem.
He bought all white food.
White food?
So mayonnaise. Cheese, yogurt, quinoa.
I'm just
kale,
amazing.
Squash.
Nobody said anything until they got to the checkout.
A few people said a few things, but he ignored everyone.
Sure.
Wow. Just ignored him. They just say, hey, do you?
Bag and boil rice. All the white things.
He even bought yoga pants.
I cook my rice in those bags.
You don't need microwave white? 90 second ones?
Look, I don't have an air fryer or a microwave.
Oh, that's right.
You guys just sit here stuttering.
Oh, man, I forgot. They delivered a microwave and then they took it back.
They did.
Gotta go old school boiling, Ted.
Yeah.
It works.
Yeah, and it's brown rice, the plainest of the rice.
Jeez. God, it's very white to get brown rice.
I know. I have a layered sea salt. It's spicy.
I don't. Black people get white rice. Go figure.
Designers have created a futuristic rave suit that would protect you from coronavirus.
Did you see this thing?
Oh, no. I've seen it.
It includes a full face mask, built-in speakers, an in-suit beverage, and vape supply. For now, it's just the prototype. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It looks cool, though, man.
You got one of those, like at a furry convention, right? You got all that stuff on. Aren't you kind of self-contained anyway? You know what I mean? Like,
I would think you could do something to the front of your furry mask, right?
You know what I mean? Like, even like a Star Trek or Wars people who go and they do their thing. You know what I mean? Like,
it depends who you are.
Depends on the character, but still.
I think the ultimate character right now, Bane.
Like, you could walk into a supermarket with a Stormtrooper mask on, and it probably would be somewhat effective, right?
I guess better than just breathing straight up on
that one's just funny, because it's almost making fun of stereotypes of anybody that goes to a rave, too. Like, don't worry, you can have your vape pen with you, you can still get drunk.
Right.
Right? It's very on brand, if
he
you will.
Took care of all of the things that a raver might be worried they can't do.
Yeah,
like, right? We got it covered.
An entire circus has been stuck in a parking lot in Texas for almost 2 months. The Cirque Monte Carlo Circus has just started its 35-city tour when the pandemic hit, so they've been quarantining in the parking lot ever since.
Damn,
man. We'll just have to be creepy there.
Right. I don't think I'd want them there.
There's just clowns in those trailers
this
over
is
there.
Weird, man. It's like a...
Small hands smell like cabbage. Connie's.
Yeah, you don't want to look at the records. You don't want to look at the records of those people.
No. And do they have the animals? There's bears on freaking unicycles in there?
There's certain states they probably can't even go and set up. They got to wait on the other side of the border until they're done.
I can't go
to Iowa.
They go around the long way
right out here for you.
You can't be a short order cook. Join the circus.
Oh, damn.
No offense to cooks.
Yeah, but they know. I mean, look, I was a cook, bro. Some people wanted to move on to have a culinary career. The rest of us had a record. I mean, that's...
Starbucks is now starting to reopen some of its stores. It's been drive-through only for more than a month.
Yeah, people are... there's a line going around the corner at the Starbucks I walk by every day.
About to say, I think I saw a dairy confection on Mr. Steve Thrillhill's desk there earlier.
Damn right. They opened up. I'm like, and the thing is, I don't even have to ask what I want. Do you want what you want? So yes.
Mm-hmm.
Sure, that's
we
all.
Haven't forgotten you at all. With less inventory available, florists are scrambling to make sure they have enough flowers available for Mother's Day.
Well, moms, take care of mom.
Yeah, man.
Thing is, they got their big Valentine's Day push where they overcharge ridiculously, right?
Yeah.
But all these weddings getting canceled, that's killing their game, dude. Summer's coming. And this is where they can just charge as much as they want for stuff. Yeah, so I suspect you might have some surplus for Mother's Day.
The funeral business is kind of booming, though.
This is true. I don't buy flowers for somebody who's dead and gone.
I've seen some of the nicest flowers ever for a dead person.
Why would you do that?
They can't enjoy them.
You can hand them dandelions. They don't, look.
And they put them right in front of the dead person.
Right.
So nobody really looks and admires them as much because you're still looking down going like, that don't look like granddad at all. Right. I don't even see him wearing that shirt. What the hell's going on?
They never send you flowers till you right when you can smell them.
Mm-hmm.
God.
A 5-year-old boy in Utah stole his mom. But don't worry, he's got a good reason.
What was that?
Say all about him 1 hour from now.
Say goodbye, Cock. Headlines are on the way 1 hour from now. In the meantime, let's get a contestant online for Profile This. We'll take caller 9 now. At 844-999-ONLINE.
Hola! The shenanigans continue on the Men's Room Radio Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.